Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Big Four are ACC Tournament Bracket Busters. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Have you ever seen an ACC tournament that looks like this one? The top four seeds having two from Virginia, one from Georgia, and the other from Florida? The uneven ACC has gone COVID crazy. Virginia is holding on to the top seed like Duke and Carolina used to with its fifth first-place finish under Tony Bennett. That in itself continues to confound, considering the Cavaliers were a doormat of the conference before TB's rebuilding job. Florida State missed its chance for second straight top seed, last year, of course, never happening because the tournament was wiped out by the encroaching coronavirus. The Seminoles lost their grip by losing at Notre Dame Saturday, a sign the Fighting Irish might be getting hot at the right time. Virginia Tech is at the third seed and might pick to lose its quarterfinal game Thursday to Carolina. The Hokies, along with Louisville and BC, played the fewest ACC games, 13, and missed some likely losses, so they are more a stale pretender than a true contender. And Georgia Tech, are the Yellow Jackets a legit double-bye earner with the fourth seed? They finish 11-6 after winning the last six games, but wind up in Virginia's side of the bracket, probably having to beat the Cavaliers after Clemson to get to the title game. The Big Four seeding would make coaches named Bubas, Case, McKinney, and Smith roll over in their graves. The Tar Heels are the sixth seed, improved from last year's number 14, but the victim of missing home games against Clemson, Miami, Virginia Tech, and a road game to last place Boston College. Carolina has a chance to play itself into a position to win if it can get by the Notre Dame-Wake Forest winner on opening night. NC State is a dangerous 9 seed since the Pac won its last 5 games of the regular season. Duke is among the lowest seeds for the first time since conference expansion, facing a 5-game challenge for the title, and Wake Forest is 13th. The good news is the tournament is in Greensboro, where Big Four teams have dominated the event over the years. Bad news is it will not have a Coliseum full of fans, which has helped their success immeasurably. To say it's wide open is a rash understatement. This is Archansky. See ya.